This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The catchable trout season is now well underway, and anglers are finding some pretty good success at most areas where these trout are located. And we also got some early results from the archery deer and turkey seasons for both species. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, if you're a trout fisherman, you know the catchable trout season was a very good success, the opener was, and anglers are still having some very good success enjoying trout fishing at many of these locations. We also have some results from the Illinois archery deer and turkey season. In fact, the Illinois archery deer and seasons officially kicked off 20 days ago when deer and turkey became fair game. Thus far, harvest figures indicate that deer populations have changed very little from last year. Now, Illinois archers are offered more than 3 months to pursue deer and wild turkeys. The season, which opened October 1st, shows archery hunting hours about a half hour before sunrise until a half hour after sunset. Some hunters claim that the increased harvest during the first weekend showed deer populations to be much improved this year. However, this increased harvest was rather short-lived, and it was more likely due to better hunting conditions. Now, cooler weather has dominated the first few weeks of this hunt. However, warm weather returned, and so did the limited success experienced during last year during the same period of archery hunting. Still, many Illinois archers feel that they are seeing more deer. However, hunters will need to wait much longer to see if the results hold up in better success. Results from the first 12 days of October show hunter success rates running similar to last year's total for the same period. During this period, Illinois deer hunters harvested 8,868 whitetails, and the figures are up only slightly from those in 2014. Last year's total during the same period was 8,674, about 200 difference. The top five counties for archery harvest during this period are Pike with 297, Jefferson with 239, Fulton with 235, Williamson with 184, and Randolph with 180. Interestingly, the harvest to date has consisted of 70% does and 30% males, which is around 6,194 compared to 2,674. This certainly indicates that the rut has not started or even began to start. Now, results for local counties show Calhoun County archers bagging 104 deer, up from 73 last year. Greene County hunters harvested 89, three more than a year ago. Archers in Macoupin County recorded 128 whitetails, some nine more, while Morgan County hunters tagged 69 deer, up by three from last year. The archery harvest in Jersey County for the first 12 days was 85 compared to 57 a year ago. The Madison County archery harvest stood at 135, nine fewer than in 2014. And in Montgomery County, hunters had bagged 121 deer compared to 108 last year. In nearby Bond County, hunters harvested 61 whitetails, 10 more than in 2014. In Sangamon County, bagged 106 deer, only one more than last year. There has been very few turkeys harvested to date. The numbers will certainly rise as the season progresses. In Jersey County, hunters had harvested only four turkeys, while only two were taken in Greene County. Four birds have been recorded in Madison County. Three were taken in Macoupin County. Morgan and Calhoun County had taken no birds to date. The harvest in Montgomery and Sangamon counties was four, while Bond County hunters bagged only one. The Illinois archery and deer and turkey seasons continue through January 17th. The season temporarily closes during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting, which are scheduled for November 20th through the 22nd and December 3rd through the 6th. A special muzzleloader season is scheduled for December 11th through the 13th. Hunters possessing the muzzleloader permits are also allowed to hunt during the second segment of the regular firearm deer season, which is December 3rd through the 6th. A special late-season antlerless-only deer hunt in select counties is scheduled for December 31st to January 3rd, and again January 15th through the 17th. This antlerless-only special late-season hunt is not open in very many area counties. Most counties are closed now. And the late winter season permits are available at licensed vendors statewide beginning in mid-December. In addition, hunters with unfilled county permits from the regular firearm, youth, and muzzleloader seasons may also hunt during this special season, provided their permits are valid in a particular county open to this hunt. It is important to note that the unfilled permits are valid only for the county for what they were originally issued. And hunters wishing to utilize unfilled firearm or muzzleloader permits should definitely check with the Department of Natural Resources to ensure that their county County is open for the late season hunt. So there we go. We've got a pretty good start to the archery deer season. Well, let's see how it continues as the months whittle on. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and trapping opportunities is the topic of our second segment of the WSMI Outdoors program this week, and a public drawing for the allocation of trapping permits for several state area state parks will be held this month. Rules will vary in each case, so it's probably a good idea to check with the site before participating. Now, two Beaver Dam State Park trapping permits will be awarded at a public drawing to be held October 26th at the site headquarters at Beaver Dam Lane in Plainview, Illinois. Registration for the drawing will be held at 10 a.m., and the drawing will be held at 11 a.m. Trapping will be permitted in the designated areas from the statewide opening until January 25th and include the extended spring season for mink and muskrat through February 15th. Beaver and otter trapping are allowed through March 31st. A 2014 or 2015 trapping license or trapper education card will be required to register for the drawing. For more information about trapping opportunities at this location, you might give Beaver Dam State Park a call at 217-854-8020. Also, trapping permits for Coffeen Lake will be awarded at a public drawing scheduled for October 30th at the site headquarters in Coffeen, Illinois. Registration begins at 10 a.m. and the drawing will be held at 11 a.m. Trapping will be permitted in the designated areas from the statewide opening until January 25th and include the extended spring season for mink and muskrat through February 15th. Beaver and otter trapping will also continue through March 31st here. A 2014 or 2015 trapping license or trapper education card will be required to register for the drawing. And for more information about trapping opportunities at Coffeen Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area, call the site headquarters at 217-537-3351. That's 217-537-3351. And a drawing for Sancras Lake State Park permits will be held at 1 p.m. on October 17th at the site headquarters. Registration begins at 12:30 p.m. The site headquarters is located approximately 6 miles southeast of Rochester. One permit for two trapping zones will be allocated through the drawing, and the sub-impoundment area is now included as another zone open to trapping at Sancras Lake. Now, two names will be allowed on the permit, and only those individuals listed will be allowed to trap. All persons entering the drawing must have a 2015 Illinois trapping license in their possession, and persons whose name are drawn must be in attendance at the drawing. Now, starting February 1st until the end of the trapping season on March 31st, Sancras Lake will open to statewide regulations, meaning that any individual with a valid 2015 trapping permit who is interested in trapping can do so. That includes beaver, muskrat, and river otter only. All persons who trap at Sancras Lake, including the drawing winner and a partner, must obtain a free windshield card permit through the DNR's website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. Now, for more information, you can call contact Sancras Lake State Park at 217-498-9208. That number again is 217-498-9208 during regular business hours. And the IDNR will conduct a public drawing for allocation of trapping permits for Ramsey Lake State Park at 8 a.m. on October 30th. Registration begins at 7:30 at the site office, and that's located about 2 miles northwest of Ramsey in Fayette County. One permit for each of two trapping zones will be allocated through the drawing. Two names are allowed on each permit, and only those names listed will be allowed to trap. All persons entering the drawing must have a current or previous year's trapping license in their possession, and persons whose names are drawing must be in attendance at the drawing on October 30th. For more information, contact Ramsey Lake State Recreation Area, and you can do that by calling them at 618-423-2215, and that number again is 618-423-2215. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time, and until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.